Okay, so now I'm going to start with a variety of topics about the patents organization. As I mentioned, there are about 10,000 of the 13,000 people at USPTO. About 83 or 8400 of them are examiners. So that is, of course, the main function is examining patent applications. Let me start with a twice annual survey that we give frequent users of filing applications, so frequent filers, so to speak. We give the survey, as I mentioned, twice. We do about 3,000 different surveys, and it's a perception survey about quality. And we've been tracking this over the years, and there has been a trend in the last 5-6 years or so that has been quite remarkable, where our positive scores in terms of perceptions of quality continue to increase, and the negative scores continue to decrease. And if I had a graph in front of you, you would literally see those two lines diverging from each other, which is exactly what you would want to see. But a couple points really stand out to me. About 2/3 of the respondents say that quality has been high on the search, compared with 5%, which say it's poor. So 2/3 rate our search as high or excellent, and only 5% have a negative feeling to our search. Again, I think that's a pretty good number. Additionally, people are 2 times likely to say that quality is improving than they are to say that it's going in the wrong direction. I highlight this. I know this is a perception survey, but I highlight this because I do think that this is very important. We focus on it. And again, I can slice those numbers a whole variety of ways for you. Every way that I do, quite frankly, we have very good numbers. I think we are hovering about a 13 or 14 ratio of those who give positive response to those who give negative responses. So in other words, about 13 or so people who say that the quality is positive, you only have a single person that says it's negative. And if I contrast that with over 10 years ago, we were almost at a 1-to-1 ratio. So you can see how that's been quite a change. I'm gonna switch now and talk about October 1st, because October 1st was a big date for us at USPTO. We have been working for a long time about a number of changes to the patents organization that all were effective on October 1st. These changes were literally years in the making. They addressed a variety of topics that, in my opinions, were overdue for us to consider. So we made some very significant changes. Those changes are really in 3 different areas. So the first change was regarding examination time. We took a holistic look at examination time and made adjustments to time. And now where we are is we're still in this transition period. This is actually going to be a long evaluation of the changes to time, but no examiner has lost any time in this. We actually put a safety net as we recalculated the time to make sure at least temporarily nobody would lose time. And I really don't see examiners losing time in the long run. What this was intended to do was to give more time to the people who needed it. It was very clear that as technologies are advancing and the laws are changing, that more technologies are multidiscipline, that there were areas of the office that really needed to have additional time. So we did make that change that took effect October 1st, and we're going to reevaluate. We're going to continue to adjust as we proceed. And by the way, a note on time, because a lot of people bring this up with me. I know there's very differing feelings on time that the examiners have to do their job. They are in a production system, as we recognize. So the time is a critical component. But I think time should be something that is evaluated continually. Take prior art, for example. The amount of prior art that an examiner has to search is increasing. By definition, it's always going to increase. Now we have IT tools which help you navigate through that, but there's always this balance. The balance is always changing. So in my opinion, time is something we always need to focus on. One of the other changes we made was the way we route applications to examiners. Now, this might not sound very exciting or appealing to you, but it is actually a huge change that we made. In the old way, what we were doing under the USPC, the US classification system, was we were putting a single classification data point onto an application, sending it to the ART unit where the examiners, you know, each examiner works, and then the supervisor would take that single data point and they would give it to their examiners, or at least the examiner who they felt was most suited to work on that case. What we are doing now since October 1st is we are creating a profile, a technology profile of every application in the door based on its CPC. That's the International Classification System. And we are making a profile over the entire case of its classification picture. So a much more comprehensive classification than what was done in the past. Additionally, every single examiner has a classification or has a technology profile associated with the work that they've actually done. So as they're doing work, we capture the work that they've done and we create this technology profile for them. We're now matching the profile of the app of the examiner to the profile of the application to have the best match. So this has the ability to be much more granular than that single data point that was done in the past and really can be transformative. So what we can do is we can see, we get an application in and we can say these, you know, for example, 10 examiners are positioned to work on this case.